Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. This is about the Epstein files, more and more of which have been released. These are mostly emails to and from the late and unlamented Jeffrey Epstein, who died in prison in New York City, awaiting trial in August 2019. There's this debate, did he die by his own hand? Was he murdered? More likely the latter, if so, by whom? And Dr. Andrew Loney, the biographer of the Duke of York, says he knows who it is, but he dare not utter the name because it was astonishingly convenient for a lot of very wealthy, very powerful men that Epstein be silenced forever. Now Donald J. Trump, when he came into office for his second term as presidency, he said there would be a policy of transparency. He would declassify a lot of secret files because of the American people's right to know. So these files are the ones which have been looked really bad for Prince Andrew, suggestive that photo of Prince Andrew with his arm around Virginia Giuffre in 2003 is genuine. Previously said he couldn't be authenticated, things like that, that he knew who she was, and. So Epstein and Donald J. Trump were friends for decades, and their houses only a couple of miles away from each other in Florida, and they were both New Yorkers. So they're both very wealthy, and we know, it's documented, they met on multiple occasions, and their photos of them partying together. And after Epstein's death, Trump said, "I never liked the guy." Well, that's obviously a lie. Why would you choose to socialize with someone you disliked so much? Trump is not someone who's good at hiding his feelings. And you can see from his facial expression, his tone of voice, that he very much liked the guy. All right. So he obviously chose to distance himself from Mr. Epstein after Mr. Epstein was accused of getting a 15-year-old girl to give him a sexy massage. So that's sexual abuse because of her age and so forth. That's the only thing that Epstein was convicted of. But had he lived, is likely being convicted of more. But the House Democrats released a lot of these ones. And this is what Epstein wrote to his sometime lover, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's certainly now serving a 20-year sentence for being a procuress. The dog that hasn't barked is Trump. He spent hours at my house with him. So victim's name, spent hours at my house with him. He has never been mentioned or never once been mentioned. So close quotation. So it doesn't say that Donald Trump had sex of any kind with this young woman, but it's not a good look for Donald J. Trump. And if these are not incriminating, these emails, why has Trump broken his pledge to publicize everything? And why has the Trump administration made such strenuous efforts to keep this under wraps? And then there have been leaked emails from the FBI. Kash Patel, Trump's appointee as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, saying, "Oh, we can't do this because it would queer the pitch for the Republican Party in the midterm elections." So the motivation in breaking the electoral pledge is solely a partisan advantage. It's nothing to do with national security. It's really to spare the blushes of Donald J. Trump and his disciples. So there's an email from 2019, which is shortly before his death, when Epstein wrote to Michael Wolff, who's written a biography of Trump, I believe, in which Jeffrey Epstein said that Trump knew about the girls. And it also goes to say, Trump asked Ghislaine to stop. So as in to stop what? Moving them, procuring them, and so on. Because one of the allegations against Epstein is sex trafficking, bringing minors from one jurisdiction to another, across international borders of state lines, for the purpose of sexual exploitation. These women and underage girls were effectively forced. They were compelled, allegations that they were Russian models as young as 14, flown from Paris to his island, the Virgin Islands, and they couldn't speak English, and their passports taken off of them, and they're effectively prisoners. And that what he was doing to them, well, their age would make this illegal in virtually any jurisdiction. Even if someone was over the age of consent, would be rape is the allegation, because even if he doesn't threaten you with a knife or a gun, even if he drug them or make them drunk or something like that, they're not getting out of there without his say-so. They've got no escape. They cannot get off the island. They can't get their passports back. They can't even communicate. So they're completely reliant on him. So just for their survival, they have to submit to his wishes. Okay. So that email suggests that Donald Trump was aware that the British-American-French woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, was cognizant that Ghislaine Maxwell used to get these young women and underage girls, bring them to her sometime lover, Epstein, and inveigle them into a sexually abusive relationship. So Trump wanted Epstein to resign from some club at Mar-a-Lago. Why? Why would you want someone who's wealthy, who's influential, to resign from it? It's exactly the sort of person you want. But Trump's beginning to realize there's a reputational risk involved here. So in December 2015, in an email, Epstein wrote to Michael Wolff, "If we were to craft an answer for him," meaning Trump, "what do you think it should be?" And then Wolff writes back, "If he says he hasn't been on a plane or to the house, then that gives you valuable PR. Or if he could win, you could save him, generating a debt." That's the end of the quotation. So what should he say about Trump's links to him? Remember, this is after Epstein's been convicted of a sex crime against a minor. And that's when after Trump has declared for the presidency, which he won in November 2016, because the Trump campaign was worried about his connections to Jeffrey Epstein, and that would really damage his public standing. So they claim he's never been there playing, he's claiming he's been to the house, knowing that that's a lie. Now, just going to his house is not a crime. Flying in the Lolita Express is not a crime. Even with some of these women and even with some of these girls on board, that doesn't prove a sex crime. It doesn't. That's guilt by association. That's not fair. But it's still, it's suspicious, and you'd rather not have suspicion cast on you. And this is what Jeffrey Epstein said about Trump. He said Trump was charming in a devious way, believes his own bullshit. Okay, the end of the quotation. So, well, I don't think anyone who's observed Trump could disagree with that. This is what Epstein privately believes. So he's more likely to be candid here. So Epstein also said that Trump had extramarital affairs with numerous women. Well, no surprise there then. That's certainly absolutely true. So there's no proof that Trump took part in any sex crime against any of Epstein's victims. But what it does suggest is that Trump was aware this was going on, at least the allegations. Now, many allegations are false. But did he blow the whistle? No. Did he try and persuade Epstein to stop? No. Did he lift a finger to help these women and in as many cases girls? No, he did not. Ghislaine Maxwell, and she's the only one gone to prison for this, she has said no, Donald Trump had no involvement in this, either direct or indirect, or was not aware of any of this. And since she said that, she's been moved to a cushier prison. So the suspicion is she cooperating with the Trump administration in return for more lenient treatment? And that looks likely. I think when Epstein was questioned, this is way back in 2010, first time, he was asked about Trump, and he wasn't even asked about Trump in 2019, shortly before his death. To my knowledge, he wasn't even asked about Trump. Where he was asked about Prince Andrew, 2019. Remember, that's when Trump was still president at that time. So the White House has said that the emails were leaked selectively, and the purpose is to create a false impression. And it is true that they have been leaked selectively. Some of them just don't involve Trump at all. So by leaking lots of things, then the Trump ones become relatively minor. A very small percentage of the emails even mention his name. Now, what is patent is Trump and Epstein had some sort of falling out, and we don't know why. Yeah. And so Epstein stole people that worked for me. Well, people are allowed to shift from one organization to another, which doesn't seem very credible. Trump employed tens of thousands of people. There was no one prominent who moved there. So the falling out was not connected to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex crimes. So there's nothing here that's legally actionable. Now, even if Trump knew about these allegations, even if he knew they were definitely true, then that's no crime on his. I don't think there's a legal duty to report in the United States. But yeah, it's harming his public image. Epstein was worried that Trump, would be dragged into this. When Epstein wanted to be helpful, he wanted to come up with an answer that Trump could give in public to save his reputation. So Epstein and Trump were still cooperating to some extent. Now, not all the files have been released. Some are redacted so that victims' names, alleged victim names, are not there. Okay, so the Democrats been in this a partisan way. The Republicans, you could have released everything like you said you were going to. So we'll release, so because you didn't, we'll release some of it, and so forth. Okay. So an accusation does not equal conviction. Okay. Now Epstein could have been lying in some of this. So that's it. I mean, I don't think that Trump is going to be charged with any crime here. And the thing is, these emails, even the worst of them, doesn't say that Trump committed a sex crime. Even if he spent hours with a victim, like Virginia Giuffre, again, that doesn't prove he committed a sex crime. So far as I know, no one's ever said that he did commit any crime against her. He's committed many other crimes. He sexually abused E. Jean Carroll, as was proven in court in New York. We know those, 24 convictions for like those electoral financial fraud in New York, and plus, plus, plus. But I think it's one of the few things of which Donald Trump is innocent. But he's obviously very perturbed about it. But, you know, even if there were proof positive, even if there was videos of him committing all sorts of crimes, even his fingerprints was all over it and his DNA, and there were countless witnesses of unimpeachable reputation, even if he admitted it himself, you know, sworn on the Holy Bible and whatever, a lot of the MAGA followers would not believe the allegations, no matter how probative the evidence. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, GeorgeCallard790@gmail.com. Goodbye. Thank you.